Hey everyone, Alex Gerbaily here, the CEO of CEO. I hope you're doing well. It is Monday morning, June 20th, and it's actually CEO 2022 week for me and everyone that's involved coming out to either compete, help, have a good time. So I figured with this podcast, you know, now that I have this, I kind of want to dive in and just what kind of goes into it in the last couple of weeks, getting ready for our return to Daytona Beach for the first time since 2019. The good, the bad that I deal with without getting too direct about it all. But, this wasn't the easiest year to put on. Obviously, coming out of COVID, we did have a successful event back in December that was kind of a fluke show of, 4,000 tickets selling out in June because we were the first event back, but also being back in Orlando for a year and letting people know we had a cap. And then now we are back in Daytona Beach where, you know, this venue, when I first signed deals with it, was because I had a place to kind of grow into. And I always like to think and plan for the future. So I never want to get a venue that I know at the end of the year is like, oh, well, this is too small. Now I got to move on. I kind of want to get something that's too big and grow into it. I think that's the only way you kind of grow your event. If that is one of your goals to get as many people as you can, but also have somewhere, I think that's a cool little destination to kind of get away with the beach. And obviously people, had good experiences, bad experiences with the city of Daytona. But me personally, just all my staff and everything, it's a really great venue, to work with. And that's, kind of why we're back for a couple of years. And then I honestly will come back to Orlando where CEO does belong. I just needed to kind of build up the resources and the financials to afford something of the scale I would want in Orlando in the future. And post COVID hasn't really helped. Hotels are more expensive than ever, especially even in Daytona. So, but besides that, this was kind of the hardest year because a lot of sponsors weren't ready to come back. I had a lot of content that was in the talks to happen. And then just some companies weren't ready. And I'll just leave it at that. I was really excited to get some cool new things. But I think this year, for a lot of our events, coming back out of things where a lot of things are pretty much wide open now, it's going to be kind of a try to survive this year, get through it. And that's my goal. And so if we get through this year, which I know we will, there's too many moving parts for it not to succeed. I think next year is going to be one of the biggest years in the FGC, especially with Street Fighter 6 on the horizon, whatever else is coming down the pipeline. And I think a lot of people will bounce back. But for that, we're leading into CEO 2022. I want to have this come out as part of the primer guide that I kind of started doing a few years ago for CEO. I want people to kind of know what they're getting into. And mostly, the veterans that go to these tournaments, they know you're going to sign up to register to compete, meet up with your friends, play fighting games, and then make the most of it. Now with CEO on a lot of other eyes, after we did a couple years with the wrestling shows, a lot more people are getting their eyes into the FGC. So I've always wanted to be, pretty open on what goes into this, what you can expect, get more families involved and all that. So I figured I'd do a little podcast before I actually move down to Daytona tomorrow on Tuesday and kind of set up shop and everything. But last couple of weeks were pretty busy for me, obviously, besides CEO. And I'm going to say, thank you to Tong, who handles all my staffing, scheduling and all that. I still oversee everything, make sure it's all good, final approvals. But Tong has taken so much off my plate with the scheduling and connecting with the volunteers and the staffing outside of, the vendors and all that, which I still handle. So basically leading into CEO, I handle all the sponsorship contracts, all the venue stuff, fire marshal, submitting plans, working with the AV production. I'm the one who signs off on it. Chris Seglia of 10-0, who's the producer at Evo. He's worked with Combo Breaker. He now has given me a lot more advice over the years to kind of work with that and get these AV teams. And I'm actually really excited for the Waveform production team we're using this year, who is bringing pretty much everything for the arena, everything for the exhibit hall, and then some. So I think the stage is going to look great. And it's a team that I see at every DreamHack event I do. And so just something comfortable for me to kind of work with. AV is a very cutthroat industry. When you're an event planner, you always have to get an AV company to put up your staging, your truss, your lighting and all that. So a lot of it goes into it. So I'm going to pretty much break it all down for you guys, what goes into putting on a CEO of the scale. So, but leading up to, I did DreamHack Dallas. It was an awesome event, had a really good time. We, we had King of Fighters, side turns for Street Fighter V, Tekken. It was really great to see the Dallas-Fort Worth community out there on a super smooth event. Thank you to Tournament Locator who handled all the stream. Tong was out there with me. So we're doing pretty much everything we can together to make our lives a lot easier running these events because we know when it comes down to it, we're going to get everything done. And so that we did that. DreamHack Dallas was great. The week after that, I came right back and I actually set up my first ever CEO gaming booth. I tweeted some pictures of my booth. You know, I ordered some banners to just kind of have a pop-up and set up consoles, you know, for my own setups. And with Alex from Juicy Game Night came out and Sarah, they helped me just kind of manage the booth. And it was, you know, getting the word out about CEO. It was kind of there to hang out. It was a, you know, helping out this local community event that brings in, you know, 10,000 plus people. So it was a lot of fun. It was right in Orlando, so it wasn't that far, but, you know, I was packing up my own car to putting everything out there and had a really good time. Then obviously people coming up like, Jabali's at a booth right now, you know, and it was really cool to kind of see everybody and hang out in an Orlando event. Also go to the Rose and Shingle Creek, which was, you know, local to me and a venue that I've looked at in the past. So, excuse me, I still like going to other venues and seeing what they're about. Getting ideas. I still go to so many events, you know, to just learn and see what CEO can do better and all that. But that was a great event. As soon as that was done, like full steam ahead to CEO, you know, closing out all the paperwork, invoicing for DreamHack Dallas and all the staff I hired. And now it's been full steam ahead to CEO. And I've never actually sat at my desk more than for this year for some reason. But it, for me personally, as you know, Alex, this was one of the easier years we've put on from a logistical standpoint. You know, in 2018, we had the live wrestling Japanese, you know, New Japan Pro Wrestling show that I was handling all the flights for the Japanese performers, you know, talking with Kenny Omega to get all that stuff together. And then 2019, when AEW kind of stepped in and did a lot more, but it was still coordinating between a live wrestling show, one of the biggest, you know, at the time, and CEO at the same time. So this year, my whole focus has been on the content of just CEO and what it is at its core, and that's fighting games and adding a few things. I'll break down the venue map, which will also be on the primer guide where you probably found this link from. And you know, in the past years, I am all over the place handling so much. I usually don't get a guide, my event guide I've been mentioning, out until like Thursday morning of CEO, you know, during setup. Like, guys, I gotta go to my computer and launch this. And now I'm actually done for once. We're going to launch it early on a Monday. Alicia, my web girl, is going to go through everything I wrote out and all the content and just clean it up, make it look pretty for you all. And at the same time, we've been working on the CEO Taku registration launch, which we always do like a week after CEO. But I will tell you, if you're listening to this podcast and you've been to a CEO Taku and you know that's, you know, focus on anime fighting games, Gareth, my trailer guy, we put together probably the best trailer to date for a CEO event. I'm really excited to air that. And I'll tell you now, it will air right before Guilty Gear Strive Top 8 in the arena Sunday night. And I think the crowd's going to get a kick out of it. And that's all I'm going to say. And I think after, when I do a podcast, I'm going to talk about how the trailer came together. I basically wrote a script out and I just was thinking really like, how can this be really entertaining, but also get the point across of we're live. These are all focused on anime games, you know, come we're back at the Wyndham late September 23rd to 25th. So really looking forward to that. Like, you know, I have CEO next week, but I'm focused on the next event after it already. So, you know, so this week, you know, has been just the final dotting the I's and T's and crossing the T's of I'm the morning guy in this group. You know, I get up 6 a.m. I go to the gym. Tong stays up till 6 a.m. getting everything done and emailing out all the volunteers and staffing. But the last few weeks have been, you know, just finalizing, getting all the contracts. I connect with the sponsors. I handle all the hotel room listing for the staff that I have to go back and forth with the main hotel Hilton and some backup hotels. So a lot of Google Sheets is kind of what I stare at for the whole previous week. I have not had any time to personally stream on the CEO channel or play any games. The only thing I've been doing is I got a Steam Deck finally, 11 months after I ordered it. And I think people that ordered day one are still waiting on it. But I've been putting like emulators on it, as many Steam games that work on as possible. And I love that thing. I just don't think I would travel with it. That thing is just ginormous. But I think it's awesome for what it does. And now as soon as CEO is done, I'm going to go to town. I'm putting everything I can. Shout outs to Western Digital, one of the sponsors for CEO this year, who will be there doing some giveaways, some cool stuff without a booth. But they're sending we're going to be talking about some cool stuff they'll be doing for within the event. And they sent me a 1 terabyte card to kind of move everything over. But I was like, I have to focus on CEO. Let me do this after. So leading up to it again, you know, everything's pretty much ready on our end. You know, fire marshal approval done, you know, the AV production, everyone's set. There's a lot that goes into these events that you have to manage, right? So my schedule for this week, let me break it down for you. So today's Monday at 1 o'clock. I'm going to have lunch with a certain friend, Kenny, and he's going to drop me off at the U-Haul to pick up a 26-foot U-Haul truck. It's going to come back to my house. My garage is full of probably 50, 60 boxes now of some of the early merch that came in from Gaming Generations, banners, you know, I have to bring some of my extra monitors just to make sure. We're going to have like 350 gaming monitors at this venue. So I have to basically organize the truck. I'll do that today. This afternoon, I have a couple of final meetings on my sponsorship stuff, and social media has always been me during the year. But when it comes to the event, I have Kira and Tish who handle my social media. So what I do is I line up the Google Doc with all the ads that the sponsors give me, the tweets, and then they kind of handle it over the weekend and put out the tweets, and they work with the photographers to basically show you guys what CEO is about if you're not there, and take some pictures and save them for the, you know, the CEO archives for future sponsors and such. So that'll be today. I have a sponsor call with Papa John's, who's one of my biggest sponsors this year. So we're going to go over some of the cool stuff we're activating at the event next week. And then at 6 o'clock, I will go to the airport and pick up Puna, who has designed pretty much everything you'll see, the merch this year, the banners, the artwork, all that stuff. Puna has been working harder than ever to put together, and we've been working together for a few years after Rick from Combo Breaker, also Evo general manager, who's now too busy to work on the CEO stuff. So over the years, he kind of trained Puna to take over, and Puna has stepped it up. Puna worked on the stream overlays. So lots of little things there going into this. So that's today. Tong, who is in Tampa an hour away, is going to bring three of his buddies, who will be basically our setup starting crew. And right now, you know, the wrestling ring, it is a ring that I own. It is now in a storage unit that I went to the other day in Sanford, about 45 minutes from my house. And Astro, who is one of our biggest sponsors again, helped pay for it. One of the years they gave me budget, I used that to buy a brand new wrestling ring that was built by Bob Rosen, who's known as the ringmaster in the wrestling world, who's built many rings through the years. And so we built that ring, and then it went around some local wrestling stuff. But now it has a nice storage unit home, which I can also use for a lot of CEO stuff. So my house is not a warehouse anymore in the garage. So I'm excited to kind of fill that up after the event's done. But right now, because Bob and his crew that usually sets up the ring are going to be out of town for AEW shows this week, along with some other local wrestlers, are going to meet up at the storage unit with my guys. We're going to have to lift everything out, which I'm not looking forward to, because the storage unit's like indoors and you got to get these 20-foot beams and literally have four people lift one and then have one guy go like to the very edge of a hallway wall and then everyone turn it once and then go down and then turn one more time, right? I already practiced this, and then put it in the truck that I rented and then take it to the venue. And then Wednesday night, after all the rigging, where, you know, all the truss, all the cool stuff and the arena are going to go up, you know, and hung from the ceiling, we're going to basically set up the wrestling ring. That'll be Wednesday night. And the beauty of this year in Daytona is being able to start setting up Wednesday. That was a huge help in the CEO December. And a lot of our events over the years, we would get like, okay, guys, Thursday, 8 a.m., everyone start moving in. Now it's like Wednesday, get everything going. Obviously, there's still some stuff that'll come down to the wire, but yeah, so a lot of loading for me. We're going to get to Daytona Tuesday afternoon. There's an eSports Travel Summit that's happening at the Hilton, luckily, so I don't have to go far. I'm one of their guests to kind of just stop by at their mixer, and then I'm going to give some of these companies from all around the country that are interested in events kind of a backstage tour Thursday of the Ocean Center and CEO and what goes into it. I want them to understand how special this community is and how these cities could help us grow even more with financial support and all that. So doing that, and then obviously I'm getting emails nonstop now that the brackets are out, like, hey, my seating's down. And shout outs to Margo, who handles all our bracketing. She is incredible, handles all that. And then basically after she's done with everything and putting it back into Start GG, which is formerly Smash GG, she will send us one little PDF file. I will usually give it to Ryan, who will go to a UPS store, and then he will print out about 600 pages of brackets for everyone. So that'll be this week as well. So that's on my mind to kind of make sure that happens successfully so our staff can start running the brackets. And then, you know, for the last 3-4 years, thank you, Tong, so much. I don't have to look at a single bracket. I can still run a bracket most faster than most anyone in the world, because that's how I built CEO, running my own brackets and such. But it's just nice to lay off of that. And then Trevor, I hired an exhibitor services guy who I've worked with at DreamHack. He works from a company called RTS, not the Evo RTS, a different real-time strategies. And he came over last night, and we printed out all the exhibitor signs, you know, booth number 3 and their name, and we're going to lay it out. I bought a lot of supplies, like, you know, painter's tape to lay it all down. So again, I'm doing a lot of little things, but finally I have people to delegate it to. And I've never felt more organized this year. Puna, especially with all the artwork and banners, we've just properly used Google folders. I'll have so many different sheets. I'll start over sheets just to be like, okay, let me simplify it. So the last couple things I need to do is obviously get all the sponsor stuff for the stream ready. Josh, another person, Yejin, one of my friends, he's been around CEO since 2010. He encodes the overlays that Puna designs. So when the streamers use them, they can just hit a button. The scoreboard comes up, you know, if it's like Jabali versus Daigo, it's 2-1, you know, that they do that work, these streams. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 9 or 10, including just pop-up streams for CEO this year. It is down from 2019, but I'll go over that venue map in a second. And yeah, so a lot of prep time. So I'll get there Tuesday. I'll unpack. I'll settle into my nice, beautiful terrace suite at the Hilton Resort right across the street because I deserve that shit. Set up all my food and snacks. And now that I've been health conscious than ever and working out consistently, I'll bring all my supplements and yada, yada. So, the hotel is right across the street from the venue, so not far at all. So I'll set up shop there. Then Wednesday morning, I will go to the venue personally myself at 6 a.m. when all these semi trucks get there from Waveform and the production crews, and just kind of let everyone start doing their thing and building it out. And, you know, Wednesday night, we'll build the ring. So I'll be involved with that, but just kind of get everything ready. We'll have all the maps laid out for the power companies. And this is, again, a 200,000 square foot venue. If I was running an anime convention, you need tables, chairs, people, couple stages, get all the celebrities in that CEO or FGC event. You need, 300 PlayStation, 60 switches, make sure they're all updated, make sure they all work, all the power across the board in the room, internet drops for all the different stages. So there's a lot that goes into this. But again, the Ocean Center is amazing. They include the security for me. We will have police officers around throughout the weekend, but also bag checks because it's a really big venue and we want everyone to feel as safe as possible. And obviously we're still doing vax checks or negative tests to receive your badge. I think after the summer, a lot of live shows are not requiring stuff anymore, but because we announced it back in February, the rules, I wanted to stick to it. So we're going to see how next weekend goes and, hopefully another best possible scenario, COVID's still going around, unfortunately. But if you're vaccinated, you're taking care of yourself, I've seen people, catch it personally in my life. And then within a couple of days, they're just feeling right as rain, as if it was a really, really bad flu again. You see the news talk about it less and gas prices more. Shout outs to having an electric car. Thank God. I almost died for that. So that's kind of what my schedule will be like. And then, Thursday, final touches, make sure everything's good. Gaming Gen, getting all the CEO merch at the venue. All the boxes that come to the vendors are in my name. So as soon as I see a box, I'll put it by their booth for them, take care of it. So that's a lot of the prep time that goes into CEO. And then during the week, I'm just going to be around to shake babies and shake hands and kiss babies all week. Thank you. Just make sure everyone has a good time. I've always been about the attendee experience first and foremost. If there's any complaints that we can fix right away, we will. And there's people complaining they went 0-2, but it was close. We won't. Just to kind of make sure everyone has a good time. And then, I'm looking most forward to ending the show with a CEO Taka trailer in the arena. So the schedule, I've posted all that. That'll be on this primer guide page. That's going to go up sometime at noon today. This podcast might be out a little bit before, but we post on Twitter. We've got 18 official games. We've got side tournaments for another like 16 games. We've got Red Bull with the Land Cruiser. Just so much content to spread across. But I'll kind of break it down. If you're looking at the venue map, which will you go out, you'll see locations number 1 through 26. And I'll just break them down really fast. I also wrote about them in our primer guide, but I just thought it'd be cool to kind of talk about all the things that go into this. But, our command center and admin, that's where all the brackets are put together. That's where I'll set up my laptop in case of any changes or anything. Our exhibitor services will be there. But that's pretty much where all the volunteers running our tournaments will go to keep everything updated with our team. And then as soon as the paper brackets are done, which, you never know how your internet's going to go in a convention hall or anywhere. So you need to still run these massive tournaments on paper. And we'll have data entry people with wired connections uploading it to StartGG as fast as they possibly can. And then we have the artist alley where me and Tom go and approve everybody. We had about 80 applications. We had a couple last minute cancels because of flight costs and everything. So we're down to about 29 artists, which is what we want. We wanted 30. And then a couple extras that, put more into it and have a little bit like just two tables to sell more stuff. So I'm looking forward to the Artist Alley as always. I think the artists, they've always come to me and say that this is one of their favorite events to do because we're very upfront. We take care of them. We get them everything they need right away. They don't feel like an afterthought. We promote them on the website and social media. So I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, I was one of the first events to kind of really push Artist Alleys at FGC. So, and it's grown across the board and so proud of all these artists that put in some great stuff. And then we got Panda Cup. That is the host of the first official licensed circuit stop for Nintendo, where the winners of Smash Ultimate and Smash Melee, I believe three from each because we're the first event, will go into a big finals later this year in December. So looking forward to see how that plays out. That was me getting Nintendo approvals on a lot of stuff with the team and just working through, working with someone else to kind of take the reins over. But our staff will run the brackets and everything. So it's in good hands. And I always appreciate the Smash community for coming out. Smash Ultimate, again, the biggest game there, followed by Guilty Gear Strive. And then Melee, you know, it's hard to get these top players to come to my event unless you basically pay them and give them massages and food catering and yada yada. Somebody will tweet about what I just said. Thank you. So then we got GCX. That was the event I was just at. So to be truthful, they gave me a booth. I'm giving them a booth to kind of promote. You know, they'll have just a small booth to talk about GCX, their free stuff. They work with St. Jude's. They do a lot of donation drives and everything. So it'd be really cool to see them come out, send a couple of their team members so they can see what CO is about. I got to see what they were about and they treated me like gold. You know, they basically gave me all access, like anything you need, Jabali. So it was pretty cool and kind of handle on my own. You know, it's funny me actually setting up my own booth and doing it, but then also walking around as if I own the place because I'm just so used to doing that at my event. Then we got Junk Food Arcades mods. They will be there. They're sending their kids out to, they were back in December to mod sticks and sell extra button parts on, because I know a lot of you have broken sticks from the last 2 years of staying home at COVID, and now's your time to fix that stuff. So excited to have them out there. Then we've got Underworld Games, an artist, up and coming artist, a very smart artist and promoting his stuff online. He sells a lot of artwork online, really good stuff. You'll see him at a lot of events now, Matt. Then we got Controller Chaos, number 7. They're the ones that make these incredibly custom painted. I've seen the work they do. These are actually genuine painted, no machines doing it. You know, the custom designs and their CEO designs this year, they killed it. So they have an online store as well. We'll link to with a 10% discount code. And then also their booth, they will sell like 10 custom obsidian sticks, all that stuff. So then we got Lazy Nerds Design, another artist that wanted a bigger space. So we gave it to them. They'll be selling a lot of, you know, printed shirts with IPs and everything. So that's pretty cool. Then Paradise Arcade Shop. They're a huge help this year. They're bringing out like 8 arcade cabs to add to Jabali Land. And so they will have that there. They're also going to do stick mods. They're going to sell their M-Presses, which is like a hitbox style controller, but their kind of take on it. And they made some black and gold CO ones. Really excited. Astro, yet again, I think this is the 7th year we've worked together. They will bring the mix amps that we give. So our monitors are basically like Asus monitors. They have speakers, but you can't hear them when you have 300 setups going. So they provide these mix amps that you basically set up with the PlayStation, and then anyone can bring their headset with a 3.5 millimeter jack, plug it in and hear the game sound. And both players can do that with the same mix amp. And then Astro has a booth where you can go over there, give them an ID. They will give you a free headset. They will clean it up for you, give it to you. You use it. And then once you're done with it, bring it back, get your ID back. And that's it. So please take advantage of that. When I played a Combo Breaker in a bunch of tournaments, I would take advantage of that and my opponents would not. And I'm like, guys, you're missing out on that sound. So that's one thing you need to do, or bring your own again. So huge help to Astro again. Gorilla, they are basically an up-and-coming esports tournament platform. It's kind of if StarGG and Challenge and Matcharino had a baby. So really looking forward to seeing that. I'm sure you guys know I worked with a company called Avid Gaming in the past. But this is Gorilla. I actually sat down with them for a good hour at Combo Breaker to give my advice on these platforms. And I love working with StarGG. It makes it a lot easier for us, just the way they've been around. But it's always good to have healthy competition offer something more and different. So they have a different approach that will support more of the organizers and all that. And they'll have some setups for casuals to kind of sit down, relax, and play games. So I'm looking forward to having them there. And then we got the moment you walk in, obviously the Gaming Gen booth, which will have all my official CO merch for sale. Their team, basically, I used to sell the merch myself, or like have my friend Kim in Orlando sit there at a booth. Now we have like a 4-person team selling it. Like, Gaming Gen is just so invaluable. It's unbelievable the things they do for our events. And then they'll also be selling 10 O's merch, who has officially licensed Guilty Gear and Tekken stuff that did really well at Combo Breaker. They continue to kill it on the merchandise. I believe Puna helps design some of their stuff too. And then we got Rushdown Revolt. It is a Smash-style platformer game that is really fast-paced. It's more on the Melee side. They're going to be there with a booth. I tried to get them in December, but that didn't work out because I ran out of space. But now we have this space. So excited to have them there. The game is coming along great. It does huge numbers on Steam. So having them there live is always great for people to check out different games. Then we got Vitrix is back. They're the ones with the laser etching in the sticks, so they'll be doing that all weekend. They are selling some merch. Unfortunately, their product is hard to come by right now, so I don't believe they'll have too many sticks to sell, if at all, but they will have other stuff. If you already have a Vitrix stick, they'll do the free laser etching for you, which is really cool. And just really glad, you know, they didn't have to come out, but they decided, hey, if you have the space, we'd love to come support the event. And they did. So thank you so much, Vitrix, to that. Then Hitbox will be a huge part. They're bringing tons of hitboxes to sell. Looking forward to that. And you know, Hitbox is it's amazing. You know, I have one. They sent me one a couple years ago. I've just been playing on an actual fight stick for almost 30 years now. You know, hard for me to kind of move to a keyboard style 4-button thing, and I've tried it. I just don't have the confidence to kind of play in a tournament style with that. But Hitbox will be there. The Dave School, very cool local school. They're actually located on the back of Universal Studios lot. They do game design, they do visual production, all that stuff. So they are here to support. You know, if there's a younger generation that comes to these events. So if you're looking into something like that, they're similar to Full Sail, but I've heard really good things about the Dave School, and they have a lot of people in the movie industry, game industry that came out of there. So really cool for them to come out, set up a booth, kind of show each other about. They're going to show you what they are about in their school for any questions for you interested. Then we got the Red Bull Land Cruiser. Things ginormous. We always have to set up a lot of space, like 40 feet wide, you know, a space for them, but they're going to be coming with this badass machinery, and they're going to have setups within it, PlayStation 5s, casuals, and then outside they'll have Star GG's doing some pop-up tournaments with them. So that whole list will be in the primer guide. And then, you know, obviously the rest of the numbers are pretty much the familiar stuff, the registration. I'm really excited as an organizer this year. In previous years, Daytona, we had to put tables in the entranceway for registration. There was a DMV in their box office. It would be closed on weekends, so that wouldn't be interfere, but they're gone now. They finally, after that hurricane happened a few years ago, moved back into a brand new office. So now we get this box office, which for me, I'm excited about. You can fit like 20 people in there. You can lock everything up, the windows and everything. We don't have to have, you know, registration moved from an outside table into a storage unit. So I'm excited to set up a real proper registration, get everyone their badges as fast as possible, the vax checks and, you know, and all that. So really looking forward to that. Then number 19 is the bag checks at the doors. Then this year, you know, we've had panel rooms in the past, and the DDR Storm, specifically music game room. But this year we have Panda Cup helping out, and some setups from the company. To have a 24-hour Smash Friendlies room. You know, casuals are a huge deal, with Smash being one of the biggest events there. We wanted to give a separate room that they can play all night, because I will repeat that the main hall where the tournaments happen will close at midnight Friday and Saturday, and then 8 p.m. Sunday. We do that mostly, A, the staff to get sleep, B, to shut down all the systems so the next day they're not overheating or having any lag issues. So we try to mitigate that as much as possible. So that room will close, and obviously the exhibitor stuff will be safe and all that, and we'll have 24-hour security. So then I'm really excited this year. This is something idea I want to try. I used to play card games, so we have a tabletop card game room. Shout-outs to Paragon Games. We had some other companies that weren't able to make it last second, but I know next year they'll come back even bigger. And then we got Cool Stuff, Inc. That's going to be vending tabletop, Magic the Gathering, Pokemon cards, stuff like that. And Sunshine Games, a company I met at GCX, they go, hey, do you guys want to help us with this room? And they go, we would love to. We've always wanted to work with CEO. So Sunshine Games from Tampa will come in there. And we'll have one room that will be open certain hours to go in and demo the Paragons, Pocket Paragons. They gave me 4,000 packs to give away over the course of the weekend, which is amazing. They're all in my garage, which is not amazing. I got to load up a truck for that. But so they're going to be doing giveaways, card games. And I wanted to just try this because I used to play TCGs, and every time I walked around a CEO or a CEO Taku, there's other people playing card games with their buddies. So really looking forward to that. And then we've got the 24-hour room next door to it, another 4,000 square foot room where you can literally just, we all have like 20 tables in there and chairs, just go play some card games, board games, whatever you want with your friends, just a nice, cool, chill space, you know, to see. And I'm going to be walking by, checking it out, see how packed it gets. And then, you know, the big one, is Jubilee Land Arcade. Lots of machines. I could run through them all, but we have a list online for you. About 70 arcade cabinets, and I pay for these. I pay these vendors to bring these out, so it does add up to, you know, 20, 25 grand plus to pop up a big tournament. And just really excited about that. But let me take a quick commercial break, and then a couple more minutes of this, and I will explain the rest. And I am back. So yeah, finishing up on that was Jubilee Land. You know, 24-hour arcade. We get as many machines as we can. We also do all the community side events in there, which the schedule's on the guide, to kind of just have people play games all weekend in there. And that 24-hour, so that's the 24-hour room. And the cool thing is it's at the front of the Ocean Center. So if you go out the doors, boom, you see the Hilton right there. So it's a great way to just unwind at the end of the night, then just walk out across the street. Please don't jaywalk. Plenty of lights and crosswalks around the venue to get to the Hilton Hotel. It's very well lit up. So Jubilee Land, that's where you'll find me in any of my downtime. And I remember December, like I was still up till 3 a.m. just playing arcade games, just beating people at CVS2 for the most part. And you know, people walk by like, Jubilee, how's everything going? I'm like, well, if I'm sitting here playing games, everything's just fine. So it'll be similar this year. It is a big venue. So hopefully they give me a segue again. They did that. And I'm actually kind of excited this year because I'm not injured going into the event. 2018, I had the torn Achilles. So I was in a wheelchair, a powered wheelchair, did the, you know, the quick wrestling match with Nakazawa with one leg, literally. Second year, I was still sore in the ankle after surgery. So I had to take breaks and couldn't run around. So I had the segue. And now this year I'm pretty much, you know, about to be 40 years old in August. And I'm the healthiest I've felt in a long time. So really looking forward to just kind of be getting around, seeing everything firsthand, all that stuff. So looking forward to that, to just be able to go back and forth and see everyone's good time. So that's number, you know, 24 and 25. Red Bull is supporting the staging. I'm working with Duo Studios. That's going to do a nice little Plup Showdown Melee Pros event. We'll have a lot of chairs to view that and everything. So looking forward to that. In that Jubilee Land, you know, it's 20,000 square feet of just additional gaming outside of the 95,000 square foot main hall. So it'll be really cool to kind of see everything in that room to come together. You know, all the arcade guys are going to come in on Thursday. We're going to make sure all the power is laid out so they can just literally move in. And that's another reason why this venue is incredible compared to other venues I've seen or worked at. It's the loading dock. It's so easy with security. You know, I give them the list of who's allowed in. I usually park my car there. And the beauty of that lot, last time I went to tour everything just to, you know, get my bearings again after 3 years, they actually have a charging port, a 240 watt charging for my electric car. So I'll get level 2 charging, you know, it's like 20 miles back per hour, and I'll get to park it in the loading dock safely and charge my car. So, you know, luckily with a 270 mile range, I can go from Orlando, my house, to Daytona and back, and then back again, and then have like 30 miles left over on the car. So I'm not worried about that, but I'll have a place to charge it, and then I'll go park it at the hotel valet. So that's little personal tidbits right there, but really excited for that loading dock. Then the Jubilee Land, literally they can drive the truck in, unload it, move it out, and they're good to go. So, you know, and yeah. And then we've got the Ocean Center Arena. You know, when I first got it, people thought I went to Daytona just to have live wrestling shows. That was not the case. Always want to have really cool arena seating at an affordable price. You know, I go to Evo every year, but because it's in a ginormous, very well-built Mandalay Bay, they charge additional charge to run that and everything. And so having the Ocean Center Arena be a part of my fee and everything, I could charge an extra fee just to get in the arena, but I want to fill it up with obviously everyone to watch. But it's such a nice, spacious place. And again, it's literally 10 feet across from the main hall. So that's my favorite part about the Ocean Center. And that kind of breaks down the whole venue map for you. And, you know, you'll see the scheduling. We'll make announcements throughout the weekend. Definitely follow the @CEO gaming account to see just anything that's going on. The pictures we'll be taking, the videos. But that's kind of a breakdown about CEO 2022. And then we usually, you know, it takes 2-3 days to put that stuff up. But man, Sunday night, we'll tear down the wrestling ring. Monday morning, within 4 hours, everything that we built is gone. And it's always a bittersweet moment to just be like, oh, another one down, right? And, you know, it's amazing that 5-6 years ago when I was doing these, I was only doing 1 or 2 events a year. And now I'm doing, you know, 7 to 10 plus events. And, you know, just to break it down, what I'm doing next after this, I will actually take July off. Thank you for once. I'm probably going to stream some more, be at home. Obviously, DreamHack meetings weekly to plan our DreamHack Atlanta event coming in November. That's also a Panda Cup stop with Smash. So we're going to push that really hard for the Smash community. And July 17th is my parents' 51st wedding anniversary. We are actually supposed to go last year on a cruise, but they were still shut down. So this year, the family's going. I'll have to get a PCR test. So God forbid I end up somehow catching it or testing positive and can't go on this family cruise. But our, my sister and her family is coming from Dubai. So really looking forward to that. You know, my parents are getting older. They're still cool as shit. Hang out with them. Just had Father's Day lunch yesterday with the family and go and just kind of unwind. And then, so that's July. Then the second week of August, I'll be at Evo in Vegas. I already booked my stuff for that. And then I'm going to London for Pokemon Worlds. That's the first time I'm allowed to say it. I may be allowed to say it, but a Pokemon tournament, I'm in charge of that. And that's actually over my 40th birthday weekend. So I'm going to do something personal the week before with friends. And then I kind of want to, you know, be somewhere I love being, and that's running events. And Pokemon's always treated me awesome. And I'm really good at projecting and running tournaments, and people feel safe around me at events. So with all, you know, it's a younger crowd that plays those games. So Pokemon trusts me to do everything right. And so that, and then I'm trying to plan to just stay there for like an extra week and hang out with my London friends and try to go to what's on my bucket list, the Nuremberg. It's the best racetrack in the world. And you can rent a car there and drive on it. It's like 13 miles. I could be wrong on the how long it is, but it's really a long track. So I want to do that and then just come back. And as soon as I'm back, all the final touches for Seotaku, I'm actually helping plan out DreamHack Melbourne, Australia. I'm not sure if I'm going yet. I might be exhausted from the London trip, but I've been helping the fighting game community out there. So if you happen to be listening to this and you're in Australia, we got stuff coming for you. So all the final touches are going in to start promoting it. And that's September, and then Seotaku. Then DreamHack November. And then we'll go from there. So that's kind of my year. I wanted to give you guys a breakdown. If you're listening to this and you enjoy it and you see me at CEO, just let me know that you gave it a listen. That'll put a smile on my face. To kind of just break everything down. You know, there's a lot more that goes into these things that I could talk about for days. And there's a lot of things that could always go wrong. Like I said, there's stuff I wanted there I couldn't get. But that's, you know, just the way it worked out. But next year things will bounce back even stronger. You know, we have less pro tours. We do have Tekken World Tour. Thank you so much. I'm the first official stop, which, you know, $5,000 prize pool to the players, King of Fighters support with a $2,000 prize pool, everything else. No, you know, it's all based on entry and money that we put up front, from CEO Gaming. To kind of run everything, but really looking forward to it. If you're on the staff team, guys, you're going to kill it this weekend. Thank you, as always, for helping out and Tong. And just really excited to work with all of you, the, you know, streamers and all that. Like I said, next couple of days, I'm going to make sure everything's good for the stream, so I'm not stressing myself running around with a flash drive. Here's this ad, guys, and have it all ready. Just waiting a couple more sponsors to give in that stuff. But really looking forward to this year. We'll see how it goes, you know. It's not the numbers I was projecting when I first signed on, but that was pre-COVID. But we're still going to have about 4,000 attendees throughout the weekend there. So I'm really excited for that. It's still a successful event and everything. Just costs have gone way up on hotels. So a lot of things we got to account for this year, which it makes it a lot more stressful in the past, you know. And not having a live wrestling show makes it easier for me to run the event, but also sad that I don't have something special and even more on my plate to train and prepare for. So. But with that, guys, please have a safe trip down to CEO 2022. If you haven't booked that shuttle service, it is on the CEO Gaming website under the hotel and venue page. Please do so. That's something that I, out of my own pocket, pay $12,000 for upfront to sign all these buses. So whether you're on it or not, they're driving. But you're, you know, I'm only charging 25 each way. I should charge like 50 because of the gas cost. But I just want to help everyone out to get there and back. And it was a success in 2019. And it's going to be very helpful this year. So again, guys, please travel safe down here. Be safe. Have a wonderful time. I hope you do well in the tournaments. If you go 0-2, still thank you for the support. And I hope you learn from it. But plenty of casuals to go around in the main room, even when tournaments aren't happening. And you can look at the schedule. Anything that's just a gray empty box, those stations are yours to have fun with. So safe travels down. Have the best time this weekend. Again, thank you from the bottom of my heart for always supporting CEO no matter where it is. And really appreciate you and enjoy CEO 2022. Till next time, guys. Thank you.